these are the real friendly countries which have stood with South Sudan in the real time of need. So the support is still needed right now as we enter the new year, and we are about to complete the period for the formation of the transitional government of national unity, which will be in May. So the support financially and technically is very important. If you remember very well, these are the countries which supported the Sudan peace process, which ended the longest civil war in Africa in 2005. And without their support, we would not have reached the comprehensive peace agreement, which paved the way for the referendum of South Sudan and eventually the declaration of independence of South Sudan in July 2011. So they funded the peace process of Sudan between the government of Sudan and the Sudan People's Liberation Movement and army until we concluded the peace process. The same thing, they also stood with us after independence or towards the declaration of independence of South Sudan in 2011. So right now, their support is still needed to fund the implementation of the peace agreement and also to work very closely with the concerned bodies which are implementing the peace agreement, the stakeholders, the member states, especially with the principals, His Excellency General Salva Kiir Mayardit and his brother, Dr. Riek Machar Thein, and the rest of the leaders took part in the signing of the revitalized peace agreement.
Yes, and also, what are your thoughts on the pace of the implementation of peace agreement? Some of the analysts are saying that there is some delay. There is a lot of things about the implementation of peace agreement. What is your views on this?
It is true there is some delay, but the implementation is going on well. I can see there is a commitment on the side of the parties to the agreement, and we appreciate that, and we encourage them to continue implementing it. And that's why we still, you know, reiterate our call on the TROIC countries to really stand very closely with us and with the parties to the agreement so that we reach a final conclusion of the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement. Our people have suffered enough, and we cannot afford, you know, to lose this chance, you know, and find the country in, you know, turmoil again. We will not allow that, and we don't think we will go back. No, we are committed. We will march forward until we implement this agreement, you know, in letter and spirit.
Yeah, also, as you mentioned, that there is a commitment between the parties to agreement, but there is attack on the civilians. If you can remember last week, there is the 19 people that have been killed on the Gurum, in Gurum area, western side of the Juba city. But what can you say about this?
That is right. Yeah, we were shocked when this incident happened. But as you know, in any conflict area or conflict zone or conflict country, there such incidents are always expected. Although we, you know, discourage our brothers and sisters who are still, you know, carrying out attacks on our roads, they need to, you know, to understand the plight of our people who have suffered throughout their lives since 1955 until today. So it is time, you know, to let them live a dignified life and regain their dignity and honor after being displaced for so long.
Yes, you have been advocating for peace by hashtag Save the Last Train. What do you think the parties can play to implement the peace agreement?
The parties need to initiate, you know, and bring in the influential figures, whether within the region or internationally, plus the national figures who can also play the role to, you know, to continue pushing for a successful, you know, implementation of the agreement. We have national figures who can do that. We have General Joseph Lago. We have Dr. Francis Medindeng. We have Bona Manuel Madud. We have Uncle Angelo Beda. These figures need to be involved, you know, to play their part, you know, in mobilizing or even in interacting with the parties to the agreement and international bodies to let this process, you know, go on well.
Carl Mayan, thank you very much for speaking to Radio Miraya.
You are very much welcome. Thank you.
Have a good day.